我们来读几处圣经。
And we want to read a few scriptures together.
列王记上十九章。
First King, chapter 19.
十九节到二十节。
Verses 19 to 21. And we'll have Beatrice read the Chinese part, and I'll read the English part. Beatrice 会读中文，我读英文。
于是以利亚离开那里走了，遇见沙法的儿子以利沙耕地，在他前头有十二对牛，自己赶着第十二对。以利亚对他那到他那里去，将自己的外衣搭在他身上。以利沙就离开牛，跑到以利亚那里说：“求你容我先与我父母亲嘴，然后我便跟随你。”以利亚对他说：“你回去吧，我向你做了什么呢？”以利沙就离开他回去，宰了一对牛，用套牛的器具煮肉给人吃，随后就起身跟随以利亚服侍他。
First King chapter 19 verses 19 to 21. So Elijah went from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat. He was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. Elisha then left his oxen and ran after Elijah. Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, he said, and then I will come with you. Go back, Elijah replied. What have I done to you? So Elisha left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burned the plowing equipment to cook and meat and gave it to the people. And they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his attendant.
列王记下二章八到十五节。
Second King verses chapter 2 verses 8 to
15。以利亚将自己的外衣卷起来，用银打水，就水就左右分开，二人走干地而过。过去之后，以利亚对以利沙说：“我未曾被接去离开你，你要我为你做什么，只管求我。”以利沙说：“愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我。”以利亚说：“你所求的难得，虽然如此，我被你接去离开你的时候，你若看见我，就必得着，不然必得不着了。”他们正走着说话，忽有火车火马将二人隔开，以利亚就乘风升天去了。以利沙看见，就呼叫说：“我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊，以后不再见他了。”于是以利沙把自己的衣服撕为两片，他拾起以利亚身上掉下来的外衣，回去站在约旦河边。他用以利亚身上掉下来的外衣打水，说：“耶和华以利亚的神在哪里呢？”打水之后，水也左右分开，以利沙就过来了。住耶利哥的先知门徒们对从对面看见他，就说：“感动以利亚的灵感动以利沙了。”他们就来迎接他，在他面前。
Second King, chapter 2, verse 8 to 15. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you? Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elisha replied. "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet, if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, not." As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw this and cried out, "My father, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel." And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them apart. He picked up the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the cloak that had fallen from him and struck the water with it. "Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" he asked. When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed over. The company of the prophets from Jericho who were watching said, The spirit of Elijah is resting on Elisha. And they went to meet him and bowed to the ground before him.
4章1到7节.
Last one, chapter 4, verses 1 to 7.
有一个先知本土的妻，哀求以利沙说：“你仆人我丈夫死了，他竟为耶和华是你所知道的，现在由债主来，要娶我两个儿子做奴仆。”以利沙问他说：“我可以为你做什么呢？你告诉我，你家里有什么？”他说：“婢女家中除了一瓶油之外，没有什么。”以利沙说：“你去，向你众邻舍借乌器皿，不要少借，回到家里关上门。” 你和你儿子在里面，将油倒在所有的器皿里，倒满了的放在一边。于是妇人离开以利沙去了，关上门，自己和儿子在里面。儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒入，器皿都满了。他对儿子说：“再给我拿器皿来。”儿子说：“再没有器皿了，油就止住了。”妇人去告诉神人，神人说：“你去卖油还债，所剩的你和你儿子可以泡着。”
2 Kings 4:1-7. The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord, but now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves." Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a little oil." Elisha said, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a little. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side." She left him, and afterward she shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another one." But he replied, "There is not a jar left." Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left." These days I've been sharing with other churches the story of Elisha. And this is a very precious part in the Old Testament. And there are three ministries or roles in the Old Testament. One is the role of a king. And that of a prophet. Lastly, that of a priest. And David is representative of the royal king.
先知伊利亚代表先知,
and Elijah represents the prophet.
而祭司摩西代表祭司,
and Moses represented the priest.
所以伊利亚是先知的代表,
so Elijah is the type of the prophet.
而伊利亚在旧约里面是非常重要的一个人,
and he is a very important person in the Old Testament.
旧约圣经最后一本书马拉基书,
in the very last book of the Old Testament, Malachi.
马拉基书最后一章第四章,
and in the very last chapter of Malachi.
第四章到了最后,
and at the very end of that fourth chapter.
要结束整个旧约圣经了,
and that was about to conclude the entire Old Testament.
那里说在神大而可畏的日子来到以先,
that before the scary and dreadful days of the Lord.
我要差遣伊利亚到地上,
and I will send Elijah on earth.
叫父的心转向,
so that the father's heart can be turned to the children, and the children's heart back to the father's.
结束旧约圣经了,
and that's the end, the conclusion of the Old Testament.
怎样结束旧约圣经呢?
How?
差遣伊利亚来到地上,
by sending Elijah to earth.
下面新约开始了,
and then the New Testament started.
那伊利亚来了没有呢?
Have we seen Elijah?
好像伊利亚并没有来,
you will feel that you didn't see Elijah.
第一个出来是施洗约翰,
the first person appearing in the Old, New Testament is John the Baptist.
他是主的先锋,
he was the pioneer of the Lord.
主耶稣解释施洗约翰,
and the Lord explained who he was.
他就是那要来的伊利亚,
Jesus referred John the Baptist as the coming Elijah.
这不是说伊利亚成了肉身又来了,
it's not Elijah raised from the dead and became a man again.
而是说
But the spirit and power of Elijah was on John the Baptist. So John had the same kind of power and the spirit as that on Elijah. And Elijah, when he was on earth, he brought in Elisha. And Elijah is the representative of all the prophets. And he has something very unique, which is his cloak. It was very different from all the other cloaks. For everybody, the cloak, you had the fur inside and the leather outside. But Elijah's coat was different. It was leather inside, but the fur outside. So he has a very different cloak. So you can tell it was Elijah that's coming in the distance. Before you can tell his face, but you can tell it was Elijah because of his cloak. The cloak of Elijah is a type of the Holy Spirit. And through his cloak, he was able to perform miracles. And while he was still alive, he called Elisha to follow him. And that calling was through the cloak as well. Elisha at the time was plowing the field. Elisha was a very interesting person. And the meaning of the word Elisha
is,
first means savior.
第二是救恩,
secondly means salvation.
所以我们今天的题目, 复活的基督与浩大的救恩,
that's why in the summer conference we, our theme was the risen Lord and the great salvation. We don't just give a theme for no reason.
这就是伊利亚伊丽莎这个名字的意义.
Actually, that's the meaning of the name Elisha.
伊丽莎的救主和救恩.
The meaning of the name Elisha means savior and salvation.
伊利亚那天用外衣搭在他的肩上.
That day, Elijah placed his cloak on Elisha.
正在耕地.
And Elisha was plowing the field at the time.
12对牛耕地.
And he was plowing the field through 12 oxen.
这个人真是不平常的人啊.
You gotta say he was different.
我还从来没听见过.
I have never seen or heard people plowing field with through 12 oxen. And the cloak of Elijah is the Holy Spirit. All the calling has to be from the Holy Spirit. Even till today, in the time of church, everyone is called through the Holy Spirit. Not just the ministers or workers of the Lord need to be called. But as a child of God, a Christian, we have been called. In first chapter of Romans,
保罗先说梦召的使徒,
and first he refers to the apostle who was called.
接着说梦召的圣徒,
then the saints who were called.
使徒要梦召,
yes, apostles need to be called.
圣徒也梦召,
so were saints.
我今天圣徒199个不知道梦召这件事啊,
unfortunately 99% of the saints do not know that.
但事实,
but that's the fact.
所有神的儿女得救都梦召了.
The fact that we can be saved is through calling of God. And we have received this great calling from God. We became a child of God, Christian. I asked you this before, but let me ask again. What is the calling, our calling?
你们都得救了,
you have been saved.
都成为基督徒了,
you are all Christians now. You have all been called.
这呼召是什么呢?
But what is the calling?
呼召什么呢?
What is called for? What are we called for?
梦了主的呼召什么呢?
You've been called by God. For what?
你没人回答呼召了吗?
Anybody knows?
都不知道. 召来做什么?
What have we been called for?
召来 有赋予他儿子的荣耀命运.
We have been called to participate in the glorious fate of his son.
看到人常常问说那个人命好不好?
Chinese like to say, does he have a good fate or not?
我问你们,你们的命好不好?
So, do we have good fates?
好不好?
Do we have
好,
good fates?
好在哪里呢?
What is good?
啊?
讲啊，什么？
有神的福报，有神的祝福。
有神的复活，神不需要复活，主耶稣要复活啊！好，有份的复活很好。我们有份于他儿子荣耀的命运。
We participate in the glorious fate of the Son of God.
对神来说，命运没有意义，对不对
？No, fate itself has no meaning to God.
对神的儿子来说，命运也没有意义。
And not much meaning either to the Son of God.
但现在神的儿子道成了肉身。
But once the Son of God became a man,
他成为人的样式。
He was in the image of man.
那命运就有很大的意义了。
Then fate have a lot of meaning.
主耶稣道成肉身了。
Jesus became a man.
来到地上成为一个人。
He was word became flesh.
神就给他儿子一个极大的命运。
And then God the Father gave his son a great fate.
神儿子命运是什么？
What was the fate of the Son of God?
大家都信主了，神儿子命运不知道。
We are all,
儿子命运是什么？
What is the fate of the Son of God?
到荣耀里就讲得非常好、啊、
To enter into glory.
给神儿子一个荣耀的命运。
God has given his son a glorious fate.
十字架不是他的命运。
The crucifixion was not his fate.
复活也不是命运。
Neither was resurrection.
升天也不是命运。
Neither was ascension.
神儿子的命运。
The fate of the Son of God.
要进入极大的荣耀。
Was to enter into the great glory.
他钉十字架。
He was crucified.
他也埋葬了。
He was buried.
他也复活了。
He was risen.
他也升天了。
He ascended into heaven.
升天做什么？
What was the purpose of ascension?
升天登上宝座。
So that he can enthrone.
进入极大的荣耀。
So that he can enter into this great glory.
他一个人的样式。
Because he was in the image of a man.
带着人的身体。
And in the body of a man.
进入神最大的荣耀
了。He was able to enter into God's glory.
这是神儿子的命运。
That is the fate.
现在我们这么多神儿女得救了。
Now we children of God，
我们都要有份于神儿子的命运。
We all share in that glorious fate。
神儿子要带众子进荣耀。
The Son of God is taking the children of God into that glory。
我们神的儿女都要进入主的最大荣耀。
Therefore we children of God will also enter into that great glory。
这个命好不好
？Isn't that a great fate？
和神的儿子同命运。
To share the same fate。As the Son of God,
我们和我们的主同生命
to share the same life as our Lord,
同生活
and live with Him,
同一个死
same living, same death,
同一个复活
same resurrection,
同一个升天
same ascension,
也同一个进入荣耀
and same enthroning.
主要带我们进入荣耀
The Lord is taking us into His glory.
伊丽莎这个名字意义第一是救主
So the name of Elijah means first the Savior,
第二是救恩
secondly the salvation.
我们梦兆都出于圣灵。
Therefore, we have been called through the Holy Spirit.
伊利亚的外衣一接触了伊丽莎。
And the cloak of Elisha gave fruit to Elijah.
伊丽莎马上就把套牛的器具。
And immediately, Elisha gave up the equipment of a plowing field.
把四十对牛都宰了。
And he killed all the oxen.
把器具当作柴来烧。
And he burned all the equipment to make the meal.
然后他又跟随伊利亚。
And immediately he followed Elijah.
伊利亚结果四个地方要升天了。
And Elijah had to pass through four places before he was taken up.
伊利莎一路跟随。
And Elijah followed him continuously.
跟随伊利亚。
He followed Elijah.
这个伊利亚一路叫伊利莎回去。
And all the way through, Elijah asked him to go back.
你跟我干什么？
Why are you following me?
你回去。
Leave me alone.
伊丽莎说：“我只是耶和华启示。”
And yet Elijah says, "Surely as the Lord lives,
我必定不离开你。”
And you live, I will never leave you.
在那个时候，又另外出现一帮人呢。
And at the same time, there's another group of people.
叫先知门徒。
They're called.The prophets and disciples.
五十个先知门徒。
And there are 50 of them.
他们有最准确的知识。
And they sure have a lot of knowledge.
他们的所讲的话都对的。
And they said things correctly.
他们也知道那天伊利亚升天了。
They all knew that Elijah was about to be taken up that day.
但他们光知道。
But all they had was the knowledge.
从来不走路的。
They did not practice their knowledge.
也不跟随伊利亚。
And neither did they follow Elijah.
在一路上面对伊利莎讲。
They kept on telling Elisha.
天主要接你的师父升天了，你知道吗？
Do you know the Lord is taking your master home?
这帮人奇怪，回答那最对的话，他们自己不走路的。
They have the correct knowledge, but they don't follow that knowledge.
所以伊利亚升天跟他们没关系。
As if Elijah's ascension had nothing to do with them.
我们千万不要做先知门徒。
Let's don't be like that.
但是基督徒啊，先知门徒很多。
And yet, the many Christians, among Christians, there are many people like that.
有的人讲主说主都会的会。
People can say and can talk about the Lord correctly.
在生活里面没有主的。
But you don't see any following of the Lord in your daily life.
也不走路，也不跟随的。
They don't really follow the Lord or walk with the Lord.
先知门徒是那个最悲哀的人。
And so they're a very sad group of people.
伊利莎不同。
But Elisha was different.
一心跟随伊利亚。
And he followed wholeheartedly after Elijah.
回去回去
And even though Elijah kept on saying, go back, go back.
我执着耶和华起誓
But he said, surely, as long as the Lord lives and you live,
我必不离开你
I will not leave you.
到了最后伊利亚说
So at the end of the journey, Elijah said,
这样跟我要为什么呢
Why do you want from me? What do you want from me?
伊利莎说出了最大的跟随伊利亚的目的了
And then he told him the truth why he was so honest, earnestly following him.
愿感动你的灵加倍感动我
He said, may the spirit that move you move me in a double portion.
伊利亚说你所求的难得
And Elijah said, well, that's a hard thing that you ask.
除非我升天的时候你亲眼看见我
Unless you can see me when I was taken up, otherwise not.
不然的话就得不着
Otherwise you won't have it.
伊利莎就一路跟随啊
Therefore, Elisha followed him closely all the way until the place when he was taken up. And Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind. And so Elisha shouted out loud,
我主啊我主啊
Oh, my father, my father.
以色列的战车马兵啊
The chariots and horsemen of Israel. Elijah was just a man. But when he was on earth,
那正是神雇的战车马兵啊
He was indeed the horseman and chariots of the kingdom of God.
我们也是一样
So are we.
我们活在地上
When we live on earth.
主的力量在我们身上
The power of the Lord should be our life.
主的生命是我们的生命
And the life of the Lord should be our life.
主的能力是我们的能力
The power of the Lord should be our power.
主的荣耀是我们的荣耀
And the glory of the Lord should be our glory.
所以我们无论在什么地方
So no matter where we go.
都要在我们思维的人得一处
We should bring benefits to people around us.
大家听说了没有
Do you understand that?
到了明年这个时候，你们都听懂这个话，这里人就加多了。
If you really understand and follow, next year at this time, this place will be filled with people.
我们把福分分给思维的人啊。
Because we will share the blessing to people around us in our lives.
以色列的战车马兵啊。
Oh, the chariots and the horsemen of Israel.
伊利亚升天了。
When Elijah was ascended.
伊利莎亲自看到了。
Elisha saw with his own eyes.
伊利亚升天的时候就丢下那件外衣来了。
And while he was taken up, his cloak fell down.
那时候特别的外衣啊。
And that was that very special cloak of Elijah.
接着了伊利莎接着那个伊利亚的外衣。
And Elisha got hold of that cloak.
把自己的衣服撕裂了。
So he tore apart his own.
披上了伊利亚的外衣。
And then put on the cloak of Elijah.
刚才我们说了这件外衣很特别的外衣。
And we shared just now that was a very unique cloak.
这伊利莎穿了伊利亚的外衣。
So now Elisha is wearing the cloak of Elijah.
从伊利莎的身上彰显伊利亚。
So Elisha now is able to manifest Elijah.
看起来这个脸是伊利莎的脸。
You look at his face, that's the face of Elisha.
他怎么像伊利亚呢
？But how come he act like Elijah?
因为他穿了件伊利亚的外衣。
Because he's wearing the cloak of Elijah.
我刚才说伊利亚的外衣代表圣灵。
And Elijah's clothes means the Holy Spirit.
伊利莎最后对伊利亚说：“要感动你的灵，加倍感动我。”
Because that was his request that may the spirit that move you move me in a double portion.
所以伊利亚丢下那件外衣来。
So when Elijah let go of his clothes.
而
伊丽莎得着了外衣。
And when Elisha grabbed hold of that,
这教会今天得着了耶稣基督的圣灵。
That is the same way how the church received the Holy Spirit from Jesus. Jesus ascended into heaven,
降下圣灵
and sent down His Holy Spirit.
我们穿上了圣灵了。
We are now wearing the Holy Spirit.
两千年
for over 2,000 years,
教会的地上就彰显耶稣基督。
The church is manifesting who Jesus was on earth.
神在哪里？
So where is God?
神在教会的里面。
God in His church.
耶稣基督在那里。
Where is Jesus?
耶稣基督在教会的里面。
He is in His church.
我们就是主耶稣的继续。
We are the continuation of the Lord Jesus.
我们是主耶稣的彰显。
We are the manifestation of Jesus.
两千年，这个教会。
Through church in the past 2,000 years.
一直把主活在地上。
Jesus is seen.
今天神。
And today, the children of God throughout the earth are manifesting who Jesus is.
伊利亚的外衣降下了。
Because the cloak of Elijah was on Elisha.
伊丽莎得着了外衣。
Elisha got hold of the cloak.
穿上伊利亚的外衣。
He was wearing the cloak of Elisha.
一路行伊利亚所行的事。
He was able to act as if he was Elijah.
他来到约旦河。
For example, he came to the Jordan River.
伊利亚在地上的时候。
When Elijah was on earth,
用外衣打约旦河。
He will roll up his cloak and struck on the river.
约旦河。
You know, River Jordan.
是世界上太特别的河流了。
It's a very, very unique river.
世界往下流最急的一条河流。
Because it's very rapidly flowing downward.
最急的一段一下来就120次。
And there's a section that has the drop is over 120 feet.
要变成瀑布了。
It's like a waterfall.
这个力量人没有办法分开的。
And there's no way you can divide it through the power of man.
伊利亚来到约旦河边。
But when Elijah came to the River Jordan,
用他的外衣打约旦河。
He struck the water of river with his cloak.
约旦河就左右分开。
And the water will be divided from left to right.
伊利亚从约旦河里走过去。
He was able to walk through on the ground.
约旦河预表死亡。
And Jordan represents death.
而伊利亚的外衣打开约旦河。
And the cloak of Elijah was able to divide the river.
耶稣基督是否最大死亡。
That tells us that how Jesus overcame the greatest power, death.
圣灵是否最大的死亡。
And the Holy Spirit can overcome the greatest death.
什么地方有圣灵？
Where is Holy Spirit?
什么地方就没有死亡?
Then there is no death.
生命吞死亡。
Life can swallow up death.
这是圣灵最大的工作。
And that is the greatest work of the Holy Spirit.
现在伊丽莎穿上了伊利亚的外衣。
And now Elisha wears the cloak of Elijah.
他也来到约旦河旁。
And in the same way he came to River Jordan.
他说伊利亚的神在哪里?
So where is the God of Elijah?
他用外衣打水。
In the same manner, he struck on the water of the river.
水也左右分开。
In the same way, the water was divided to the left and to the right.
伊丽莎也从约旦河过来了。
So he was able to cross over as if on dry ground.
伊利亚的神在伊丽莎的身上。
So you see, the God of Elijah now is on the Elisha.
伊丽莎行伊利亚所行的事。
Elisha is able to perform what Elijah was performing.
教会。这个双倍圣灵。
The Holy Spirit fall onto church in double fold.
那主耶稣在地上最后段日子。
Remember when Jesus was on the earth?
约翰福音十四章就开始讲最后的话。
In his last days, and he said his last words in chapter 14 of John.
一直讲到十四章，讲到十六章。
And all the way to chapter 16.
就最后临别的话语。
That was his last words for his disciples.
最重要的话语了。
Of course, those were the most important words.
头一件事就是要差遣圣灵来。
And the first thing he talked about was to send down the Holy Spirit.
因为主要离开门徒了。
Because Jesus was about to depart.
十三章主对门徒说。
In chapter 13, Jesus said to the disciples,
我要去的地方你们不能去。
I'm going to a place that you cannot go.
你们以后不能再见我。
And you will not see me again.
那天彼得听的话听糊涂了。
And Peter was so confused with what he heard.
因为主耶稣你们不能再见我了。
Because Jesus, you said we won't see you again.
这段话的最后忘不了呢。
But at the end of Jesus saying,
说你们要见我。
He said, but you will see me again.
那到底是
不能见了，还要见见了。
So Peter was confused. Whether we see you or we don't see you.
前面说我去的地方你们不能去。
Because you first said that you are going to a place that we cannot go.
下面又说现在不能去，以后一定要去。
But now you're saying that we cannot go now, but we will go there in the future.
彼得真的挺糊涂了。
For surely was very confused.
最后主对彼得说啊。
So the Lord said to Peter.
鸡叫已现。
Before the chicken croak again.
有三次不认我。
You will.Deny my name for three times.
彼得拒不能信这句话。
And Peter did not believe him.
彼得的主，我要为你舍命啊。
He said, Lord, I'm willing to die for you. What are you talking about?
彼得这句话真不真啊？
It wasn't that true, what he said?
100% 真的。
100% correct.
彼得的心真是要为主舍命。
Peter loved the Lord and willing to die for him.
我刚信主的时候啊。
When I first became a Christian.
读福音书啊。
I read the Gospels.
很看不起这些门徒了。
I despise all these disciples.
那都是我自己不认识自己，也不认识神的话。
That was because I did not know the Word of God, neither did I know myself.
主怎么找这些人来做门徒的
？So why did Jesus call these kind of people?
这些门徒们做的事我不会做的。
I will never do what they did.
我也最少不会像彼得三次不认主的。
I will not deny the Lord's name like Peter.
那这真不认识自己。
That was because I did not know myself well.
看不起这些门徒们。
So I despise those disciples.
门徒在福音书里面表现是不好啊。
Yes, they didn't perform very well in the Bible.
所以仇敌只有一个工作，攻击主。
Therefore, the devil had one goal, that is to defeat Jesus.
从来不攻击门徒的。
They didn't bother with the disciples.
门徒们攻击他们干什么？
What's the point?
他们自己也站不住的。
Yeah, they are so weak anyway.
到福音书过去了。
But after the gospel is done.
一下仇敌攻击目标全移到教会了。
Suddenly you notice how devil's aim was on the church.
四福音末了跟使徒行传只差一纸啊。
And you know that in between four gospel and the book of Acts, there is just one page.
但是改变太大了。
Yeah, but there was a dramatic change.
这些软弱的门徒。
Those weak, fallen disciples.
一到了使徒行传。
Once they entered into the book of Acts.
都成了殉道者了。
They all became martyrs of the Lord.
发现那个仇敌的攻击力量立刻转到他们身上。
Immediately, the aim of the devil became these people.
他们曾经攻击主。
Before they were attacking Jesus.
主死了，他们知道。
They knew Jesus died.
主复活他们不知道。
But they did not understand the resurrection.
但是他们看见一件事。
But they saw.
这些门徒们起来了。
That these weak disciples arose.
他们身上表现的生命就是主的生命。
And the life they manifest were the life of Jesus.
他们表现能力就主的能力。
And the power they show forth was that was on Jesus.
他们彰显的荣耀就主的荣耀。
And the glory they had was the glory of Jesus.
法利赛人真的不懂了。
So Pharisees were so confused.
这一位耶稣变了这么多的耶稣了。
There was only one Jesus, now there are so many Jesus.
为什么有这么大的改变？
Why was this great change?
有一件事当中。
There something happened in between these two.
圣灵降临了。
The descending, the pouring down of Holy Spirit.
主耶稣复活升天。
Jesus was risen and he ascended to heaven.
差遣圣灵。
He sent down his spirit.
我在这里讲过。
I shared this before.
圣灵是谁？
Who or what is Holy Spirit?
圣灵就是主。
The Holy Spirit is Jesus himself.
那圣灵是主和主耶稣怎么分别？
So what is the difference between the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit Jesus?
在四福音里面。
In the four Gospels.
讲道成肉身的耶稣基督。
It talks about the Lord Jesus Christ who was the Word that became flesh.
到了使徒行传。
But when it comes to the book of Acts.
圣灵降临了。
The Holy Spirit came down.
所以有些人把使徒行传叫做圣灵行传。
That's why some also.Name the book of Acts as the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是主。
Because the Holy Spirit was the Lord.
圣灵是复活的基督。
He is the risen Christ.
主复活了。
The Lord was risen.
把一切的限制都打破了。
And then broke all the limitation.
连时间、空间的限制都打破了。
Broke all the limitation, including time and space.
主不受时间的限制。
He was no longer restricted by time or space.
在四福音里面
，In the four Gospels，
主耶稣一个时候只能对一个人说话。
And when the Lord spoke, He can only spoke at one person to one person.
在一个时候只能在一个地方行神迹。
At one time, at one place to perform miracles.
到使徒行传来了。
But when it comes to the time of the book of Acts,
基督复活了。
Because Jesus was risen.
一个时候给千万人说话。
He can speak to thousands at the same time.
一个时候同时在千万地方行神迹。
And He can perform miracles in many, many places at the same time.
今天我们信为复活基督。
Now we believe in this risen Christ.
传这位复活基督。
We also preach about this risen Christ.
一切限制都被打破了。
All the limitations have been removed.
主耶稣的力量无限量的出来了。
And the Lord's ability is without limitation.
主说他要差遣圣灵来。
So the Lord says that he will send down his Holy Spirit.
圣灵就代替主来了。
And Holy Spirit comes in the place of Jesus.
主看不见了。
We cannot see the flesh of Jesus.
但主耶稣说你们又要再见我。
But the Lord says, you will see me again.
到底有没有再见主呢？
Are we able to see the Lord again?
我们都等候主再来，对不对？
Of course, we're all waiting for his second coming.
主再来，主的肉身再来。
When Jesus comes again, he will come in his flesh.
认真来说，主早就回来了。
Honestly speaking, he has returned a long time ago.
天上差遣圣灵。
Because when he ascended into heaven, he sent down the Holy Spirit.
圣灵跟复活基督。
And the Holy Spirit is the risen Lord.
在圣灵里主早就回来了。
Therefore, in the Holy Spirit, Jesus has returned a long time ago.
主没有回来，我们要聚会做什么？
If he has not come back through in the Holy Spirit, why are we here?
主回来了。
Because he has come back.
我们真正知道主在我们中间呢。
We know for a fact that he is here.
主没有回来，我们祷告做什么
？If he's not here, why bother to pray?
我奉主的名祷告。
When we pray in the name of the Lord.
我在主的名字里祷告。
I pray in the name of the Lord.
运用主的大能大力。
And I utilize the power of the Lord.
教会靠着祷告活了2000年了。
And the church has looked on over 2,000 years through prayer.
教会无论到哪里。
No matter where we go,
就是复活基督到哪里。
The church is the risen Lord.
所以主耶稣说，我要做的事，你们也要做。
That's why Jesus says, whatever I have done, you will do too.
并且要做比这更大的事。
And you will do greater things than these.
我刚信主，这些事情我不敢读啊。
You know, when I was first reborn, I did not dare to read that verse.
我不能说主说错了。
I cannot say, Lord, you said it wrong.
好像主说的不是那么真的。
But it doesn't appear to be real to me.
主做的事我们怎么样再做？
What do you mean that we can do what the Lord has done? And even greater than that.
我们怎么做的比主更大？
How can we do things greater than that, Lord?
我明白了。
Later on, I understand.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主做的事教会也要做。
Yes, church will do what the Lord has done.
并且做的比主更大。
And the church will do greater things than that.
那么主在地上的时候。
So when Jesus was on earth.
从来没有离开我小小的以色列的一块地方。
He was confined in Israel.
今天教会在全天下。
Yeah, today, look at church, it's throughout the earth.
圣灵降临了。
Because the sending of the Holy Spirit.
2000年到今天。
For over 2,000 years now.
圣灵就传到全天下了。
The Holy Spirit has enabled.
把耶稣基督传到全天下了。
Has enabled us to preach the name of the Lord to the end of earth.
我要做的事你们也要做。
That's what Jesus meant.
要做的比这更大。
That you will do greater things than what I have done.
这不是我们真的能做比这更大的事。
It's not that we can do things greater.
教会做的。
But the church through.
什么叫教会做的
？What does it mean by through church?
复活基督做的。
That's through the risen Lord.
复活基督做的。
What the risen Lord did.
比道成肉身基督做的更大。
Is greater than what.Jesus in his flesh could do.
主耶稣只在一个以色列地做事。
Jesus, when he was on the earth in his flesh, he could only do things in Israel.
因为教会在全天下做事。
But now his church is doing things throughout the earth.
因为教会是复活基督。
Because the church is the risen Christ.
复活基督遍满全天下了。
And you see, risen Christ everywhere in this world.
今天我们都中国人，也到中国来了，对不对
？We are Chinese. We came from China.
中国人特别蒙恩的，21世纪特别蒙恩的国家。
And in 21st century, China is very blessed.
等候主来了。
We are all waiting for the coming of the Lord.
圣经只有一个地方提到中国。
You know, there is only one place in the Bible referred to China. In book of Isaiah.
当主来的时候。
In the days of the Lord,
有人从西方来。
There are people from the west.
有人从北方来。
People from the north.
有人从南方来。
People from the south.
他东方不讲。
They don't say people from the east.
他东方说到中国。
But when they refer to Orient, that's China.
有人从秦来。
They say people from Qing.
就 China.
That means China.
从中国来。
That's China.
他们哭泣而来啊。
They came in tears.
中国人最盼望主再来了。
Because they really long for the coming of the Lord.
因为中国基督徒的日子不好过。
Because many Christians in China were persecuted.
几十年的逼迫下面的。
And for decades they were under persecution.
真是等候主来啊。
They seriously look forward to the coming of the Lord.
当主来的时候，中国圣徒是个特点了。
That's why in the days of the Lord, China is a big part.
这么多的神的儿女哭泣而来啊。
So many people from Qing came in tears.
到底主回来了。
Oh, finally the Lord has come.
我们等到这一天了。
We have waited for this.
我们不在中国，我们也是一样的，对不对？
Even though we're not in China now, but we look for His coming too.
我们等候了两千年了。
We have waited for over 2,000 years now.
现在我们日子很靠近了。
We have come to the very end now.
根据圣经的预言来看的。
If you look at all the prophecies in the Bible,
所有预言都应验了。
All the prophecies have been fulfilled.
剩下一点点了。
Almost all, just a little bit left.
应该在欧洲应验的。
And I believe that will be fulfilled in Europe.
我们在这个讲话，欧洲应验了，我们还不会马上知道。
And it can't happen at this very moment when we're sitting here.
主终于回来了。
And he finally will come back.
在主来之前,
and right before his return,
我们要过一段特别的日子,
we need to live a unique day.
等候主来,
that is to wait for the coming.
伊丽莎的经历对我们太重要了。
And when we do that, what happened to Elijah is important to us.
代表救主和救恩。
Because Elijah represented the Savior and the salvation.
教会得到双倍的圣灵。
And the church received the double portion of Holy Spirit.
在地上生活。
And when we live on earth,
在地上行事,
and when we live on earth and walk on earth,
把主传扬在世界每一个角落,
we need to show forth the Savior in every part of the world.
第二点传扬到我们家庭中,
and we started from our own home,
传到我们的生活里,
and in our daily living,
我们彰显耶稣基督,
we need to manifest Jesus Christ.
我们都得了这件外衣啊,
we all have received the cloak like Elisha.
双倍圣灵,
we all received the double portion.
都在教会的里面,
it's all in his church.
从前我知道,
I knew that before.
全世界福音传遍了,
and the gospel will be preached throughout the world.
就南美洲一点小地方。
But there's this place in Southern America.
那地方还吃人呢。
They were still eating people alive.
福音传不到那个地方去。
And I felt that the gospel is hard to be preached there.
今天你给我们给我讲到的时间提早了，提早了一个钟了。所以我就讲这个故事给你们听。
Oh, because I was given extra time this morning, so I want to share this little story.
本来我讲伊丽莎的信息，不讲这个故事。
Otherwise, I won't tell this story.
在南美洲是吃人的地方啊。
You know, in that place, people eat people alive.
有一个美国的一个姊妹。
And there was this American Christian.
带着两个小孩子。
She brought two children of her own.
到那个地方去了。
They went to that country.
那些野人把那个姊妹跟孩子绑起来了。
And those barbarians, the natives, tied them up, ready to eat them.
那个姊妹学了他们的话。
And that female Christian learned how to speak their language.
对他们讲啊。
So she said to them,
你们要问一个问题啊。
You should ask me a question.
我一个弱女子怎么会到这么危险地方来？
Why a woman, vulnerable woman like me, will come to this land where people eat people alive? If I need to come, why do I bring two children?
我为什么带两个小孩子一起来？
Why did I bring my children along?
这野人想说，对呀，你一个人来，你带两个小孩子来干什么？
Those people eating natives heard her question. They thought, yeah, right. So why? She said, let me tell you something.
我的丈夫,
my husband,
他爱主,
he loved the Lord.
他是侍奉主的人,
he is a servant of God.
他是第一个差遣到你们这里来的,
he was the first man was sent to your place.
就是被你们杀了,
you guys killed him.
也被你们吃掉了,
and you guys ate him.
我们有没有为了恨你们?
Do we hate you?
我们没有恨你们,
we didn't hate you for that.
我丈夫为了爱主才到的,
My husband came here because he loves the Lord.
因为主的大爱才被你们吃掉了。
And because the love of the Lord, he was eaten by.
我们信奉同一位主。
And I believe in the same God as he did.
主的大爱在我们里面。
Now the same love of God's in me.
踏着我丈夫的足迹过来。
So I'm following the footsteps of my husband.
两个孩子踏着他们父亲的足迹过来。
So do my children follow the footsteps of their father.
我们愿意给你们吃掉的。
Willingly we can be eaten by you.
是盼望你们能看见耶稣。
All we want is that you can see Jesus.
第一次 那里有人信主了。
And that was the beginning of faith in that village. They were so moved by her testimony.
今天我们福音的灵还是一样的。
In the same way, we should have the spirit of gospel.
福音传到远方，传到外邦啊。
We need to share this great gospel to the faraway country.
耶稣基督升天了。
Jesus ascended into heaven.
伊利亚预表升天基督
，and Elijah represent the ascended Christ.
伊丽莎预表复活基督
，and Elisha represent the risen Christ.
伊丽莎穿着伊利亚的外衣
，when Elisha wears the cloak of Elijah.
教会得了双倍的圣灵
，just like church received the double portion of the Holy Spirit.
伊丽莎也到约旦河旁。
So when Elisha came to River Jordan,
用伊利亚的外衣进到约旦河
，he struck the water of the river.With the cloak of Elijah,
走伊利亚走过的路
and he followed the footsteps of Elijah.
做伊利亚做过的事
he did the things that Elijah did.
伊利亚的神在哪里
So he said, "Where is the God of Elijah?"
约旦河也照样分开
In the same manner, the river was divided.
伊利亚的外衣代表圣灵
and the cloak of Elijah represents the Holy Spirit.
圣灵废掉死亡的权柄
which swallowed up and abandoned the power, abolished the power of death.
伊利莎得了外衣
So Elisha received the cloak.
照样彰显圣灵的权柄
He continued to manifest the power of God.
今天教会还是这样
Therefore, in the same way, the church of God
到处彰显耶稣基督的权柄
shall manifest the power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
到处喷死亡
shall swallow death everywhere we are.
就在人的中间喷死亡
shall be right in the midst of where people are.
回到你家里去喷死亡
So when you go home, swallow up the death in your home.
在你自己的身上喷死亡
And swallow up the death on yourself.
在你最亲近的人中间吞死亡
Before your beloved family, swallow up the death.
我们得了双倍的圣灵
We can receive the double portion of Holy Spirit.
我们要吞灭死亡直到永远
We need to swallow up death until forever.
我们得了圣灵没有
Do we have the Holy Spirit?
得了圣灵了
Do we have the Holy Spirit?
我们都像伊丽莎一样
We do, we should be all like Elisha
得了这双倍的圣灵
Receive the cloak that is double fold Holy Spirit
撕了自己的衣服
Let us tear apart our old self
披上伊利亚的外衣
And placed on the cloak of Elijah
不再彰显伊丽莎了
So that people no longer see us
要在伊丽莎身上彰显伊利亚
But through us manifest Christ
在我们身上彰显耶稣基督
In the same way, Christ should be seen through us just like Elijah was seen on Elisha.
不要再穿自己衣服了
We should not wear our old self anymore.
不再活在我们自己的生活里面
Stop living in the old way.
在我们生活里面活出主耶稣来
But show forth Jesus in our daily life.
这是为什么我们活在地上的目标
And that is the goal of our life on earth.
教会活到今天两千年了
Church has lived on earth for over 2,000 years.
一代又一代过来。
Generation after generation.
彰显主的大能啊。
We should manifest the power of the Lord.
今天我到中国大陆去。
And I just went to China this year.
那两个大的教会的领袖都来给我讲一件大事。
And leaders of two mega church came.
政府都告诉他们啊。
They said the government told them.
要平反你独生弟兄了。
And they will re-justify what happened to Watchman Nee. They all both share with me that development.
没有意义。
I said, you know, that is so meaningless.
你弟兄殉道已经快六十多年了。
Watchman Nee has been martyred for over 60 years.
你弟兄进入荣耀了。
He's now in glory.
他才不在乎他们平凡不平凡了。
He can care less what happened to his reputation.
他也没有儿女。
Neither did he have any children.
平凡的他一点意义都没有。
So there's no really no meaning for doing this.
教会也没有意义。
And it's meaningless to church as well.
这六十几年教会尊敬你弟兄。
And for over 60 years after he died, we still show great respect to him.
比从前更多了。
And even more respect for him.
平凡一点意思都没有。
So to justify what re-earn is just is useless. The government did that for their own sake. Because they want to earn respect in the world.
我们现在给人自由了。
Now we are free.
也平凡你出生了。
And they want, because government want to show to the world that, look, we are now liberalized.
无论如何, 才是件好事。
But regardless, that's a good thing to do anyway.
平凡还是好了。
It's good to give him justice back.
今年我, 明年我再去啊,
when I go back to China next year,
要召开一个训练聚会是全部性的了。
And we have a nationwide training opportunity. Because we have been given more freedom of worship. Jesus Christ has won.
主的大名得胜,
and the name of the Lord is victorious.
主的生命得胜,
and the life of the Lord is victorious.
主的救恩得胜,
the salvation is victorious.
我们好好传福音啊,
that's why we need to share this great news to people.
我们奉着这个伟大的名字,
and in the name of this great name,
主在他的圣灵里面,
and in the Holy Spirit of the Lord,
现在仍旧活在我们中间,
and we are still living out the Lord.
伊丽莎一件又一件事,
and one thing after the other,
伊丽莎就彰显救主,
Elijah was able to manifest what the Lord looks like.
彰显浩大救恩,
manifest the great salvation.
我们看第四章了,
and then when it comes to the fourth chapter,
一瓶用不完的油,
there was this jar of oil that does not stop flowing. Anything comes to its end one day. Can you think about one thing that doesn't end? Like time ends.
都会用完的,
everything will come to their end.
现在上午时间会用完,
and the time in this morning will end.
一生的年日很快用完的,
so it's the time of our lives.
摩西说人的一生不过70岁,
and Moses said maybe we live up to 70s on average.
80岁,
those who are strong can live up to 80s.
我已经90岁了,
and I'm 90,
所以我特别强壮,
and I must be very strong.
摩西活到120岁,
and Moses lived up to 120 years.
我们的年日也很快用完的,
the days of our life will end.
哪有东西用不完的,
and you think about a thing that doesn't end.
这个地球上的物质啊, 要被人用完了,
all the materials will be exhausted one day.
美国有很有名的一本杂志叫 Time,
and there is a magazine titled Time.
每一期 Time 上面有个人的像,
and they will have a face on their cover every time.
叫风云人物,
and for example, they will call these name people of the year.
而那一期的 Time 杂志啊,
and each magazine,
它一个像配是一个地球.
Oh. One time the cover says the man of the year and it's the face of the globe.
他们一句话就救救地球啊,
and the title says save the earth.
地球被人摧毁了,
because the earth was about to be destroyed by us.
地球的物质都不要被人用完了,
because all the resources will be depleted one day.
我有女婿是个医生,
I have a son-in-law who is a doctor,
他给我看文书啊,
medical doctor. He showed me a book.
他这个政府现在不是太告诉人民,
it's still pretty confidential.
石油要用完了,
one day all the gasoline will be used up.
要发明电动车了,
that's why they're promoting electrical cars.
我女婿的生意开的就不电动车,
and that's why my son-in-law drives an electrical car. Everything will come to its end.
很快就用完了,
and it will run out fast.
那个时候有先知门徒,
and so at that time those disciples,
先知门徒表现得够可怜的,
and prophets, their manifestation was really poor. And they said, your master is about to die. Oh, sorry. Chapter 4, this prophet died and his wife became a widow.
好, 伊丽莎来了,
and Elisha came.
是伊丽莎先找的寡妇,
Elisha came up to look for that widow.
伊丽莎先对那寡妇说话,
Elisha spoke to the widow first.
我能为你做什么呢?
What can I do for you?
那寡妇那么可怜, 不知道伊丽莎的味道做什么呢?
And that widow was so poor, she didn't know what Elisha could do. So he asked her,
你家里还有什么呢?
Okay, tell me, what do you have in your house?
这个他会回答,
so she knows how to answer.
只有一瓶油,
she said, I only have a little oil.
一瓶油值得什么呀?
What can a jar of oil do?
我们要的是金钱呢,
she needs money.
要比油,
she needs a lot more than just a jar of oil.
寡妇穷得什么都没有了,
she was so poor, she had nothing left.
婢女家中只有一瓶油,
she said, we have nothing except a little oil.
我们 英国人讲个很好的故事。
British man had a good story.
一个很有名的弟兄讲的。
Said by a famous Christian.
他举一个比方啊。
He gave an example.
他那个君王那个儿子啊。
He said the son of a king.
他已经迷失了本性了。
One day he lost his nature.
忘记自己的君王的。君王的儿子了。
He forgot his position as the son of a king.
怎么办呢？
And he got hungry.
他出去要饭。
He went out and begged for food.
要饭呢？
And he, while he was begging,
要饭用那个碗是金子做金饭碗。
The bowl he used was made of gold.
他天天捧着个金饭碗去讨饭呢。
So every day he begged on the street using a golden bowl.
又清醒过来了。
One day he woke up.
又清楚了。
He came to his senses.
我是君王的儿子啊。
Hey, I am the son of a king.
我怎么会在讨饭呢？
How come I'm here begging on the street?
我捧着个金饭碗在讨饭呢。
Using a golden bowl.
回去。
Let me return.
回到王宫去。
Back to my palace.
做我做君王儿子的生活。
And live as the son of a king.
英国的弟兄就说，我们神的儿女就是这样。
And that a famous Christian said, that's how children of God are like.
捧着个金饭碗讨饭。
We're begging on the street using a golden bowl.
你们一辈子有没有求人帮助过？
Have we asked for people's help?
我信主72年了。
I have believed in the Lord for over 7 decades. And I haven't broken the record.
我有好多次遇见太危难的事。
I did come to a very difficult time.
也遇见过很危险的事。
And dangerous situation.
我从来没有求人的帮助过。
But I never asked for people's help.
耶稣基督是我的主啊
！Because I have the Lord Jesus，
是我的救主啊
！He's my Lord and Savior。
我为什么求世人帮助
？Why do I ask the help from worldly people？
难道主不能帮助我吗
？Can my Lord help me？
每一次都靠主度过。
Even though it was difficult many times， He helped me through every time。
主也伸出大能的手来
，With His mighty arms，
带领我过每一个危险。
He led me through every danger。
所以那个妇人说，我只有一瓶油。
Here the woman says, I only have a little oil.
什么也没有。
I had nothing else.
一瓶油就够了。
And Elisha said, that's enough.
伊丽莎说，关上门。
Close your door, shut the door.
只有你和你的儿子在门里面。
Behind you and your son.
去向灵蛇借器皿。
Go borrow vessels.
要多借，不要少借。
And borrow as much as you can.
他们就寄了很多的器皿来。
So they gather a lot of containers, vessels.
把油倒在器皿里。
They just start pouring oil into these vessels.
只要器皿不停。
As long as you have vessels coming.
这瓶油就永远倒不完。
The oil will not stop flowing.
到了最后，那个妇人对儿子说：“再拿器皿来。”
And toward the end, he asked for his son, said, "Give me more. Let me more."
儿子说：“没有器皿了。”
The son gets no more vessels.
油停住了。
And then that's the time the oil stops flowing.
只要还有空器皿。
As long as there is empty jars.
油就永远不停。
The oil will not stop flowing.
伊丽莎讲了个做了一件太大的事了。
Elijah did something magnificent.
油是到内住的圣灵。
That oil speaks of the indwelling Holy Spirit.
供应我们神儿女一切的需要。
That provides for all our needs.
我们不发现我们自己需要。
And a lot of times we don't even know we have needs.
发现了不想去不想出去求。
And once we know our needs, we don't ask help from God.
没有发现主耶稣是供应我们一切需用的主啊。
And we need to realize that the Lord is the one who provides for all our needs.
到有天我们眼睛开起来。
Until one day our eyes open.
我为什么要求世人帮助
？Why do I ask help from the worldly people？
为什么我觉得我自己没有帮助啊
？Why do I feel that I'm helpless？
我是神的儿女。
I am a child of God.
主生了我。
The Lord gave birth to me.
主是我的救主。
He is my Savior.
我只要有空器皿。
As long as I have empty jars.
只要有空器皿有需要。
As long as I have needs.
圣灵永远不止住。
Holy Spirit will continue to flow into my jars.
我的话你们信不信啊
？Do you believe what I said?
我就不大信了。不大信试试看好不好
？If you don't believe me, why don't you give a try? Go home and pray.
把你的需要告诉主。
Tell the Lord your needs.
看看主能不能从大能的手来。
And see if He will stretch out His mighty arms.
满足你的一切需用。
To quench all your thirst and satisfy all your needs.
不仅在生活里。
Not
不仅在生活里。
Not only in your daily life.
你要传福音啊。
You also need to apply that to your gospel. Because gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的。
That will save those who wants to believe.
我一生用福音救了很多人。
I have saved many people through gospel preaching.
最奇妙有人得救。
And there's one marvelous case.
我住的教会有大复兴啊。
I live in the church during that time was we had a great revival.
我住那个地方出流氓有名的。
And I live on a town, with many gang members.
好，一个流氓，年轻的流氓来了。
And there was this young gang member came over.
那个人很讨厌。
He wasn't a likable person.
那个时候比现在高两寸多了。
你那时候、oh, I was taller, like 2 inches taller.
你怎么知道我矮了两寸半
？How do I know I'm 2 inches tall shorter?
因为我是打篮球啊。
Because I play basketball since 18.
每次比赛都要报告每个球员的身高体重。
Because we need to report our height every time before the game.
所以我知道我比那个时候矮了两寸半了。
So I know I'm 2 inches shorter now.
背也没有弯的，腰也没有驼。
At that time, my back was straight.
这个人自己就瘦下来了。
But because I'm aging, so I shrink.
你们没有量过，你们也是一样的了。
This applies to everyone.
每个人都一样的了。
Everyone will go through that.
我们身体上东西都很快用完的了。
And all the organs and every instrument on us will diminish one day.
我们有需要没有？
Do we have needs?
传福音那个流氓进来了。
So when that gang member came to church,
他个子比我还高。
He was even taller than I.
两个眼睛斗鸡眼，很讨厌这个人。
And he had this focused eyes, lazy eyes.
我叫他来开玩笑来的。
And I knew he came here to mock us.
我来信耶稣。
He said, "Oh, I'm here to believe in Jesus."
我信耶稣要祷告啊。
I said, "Well, then you need to pray." He said, "Okay, I'll pray."
我祷告要跪啊。
I said, "You need to kneel down, pray." Okay, no, I kneel down.
他跪下来，我跪
下来。So he kneeled down, and I kneeled down.
我叫他开玩笑来。
I know he was joking.
我祷告一句话。
So I started by praying.
主开他的眼。
Oh Lord, open his eyes.
他以为我睁掉眼睛，有时候去拨他眼睛了呀。
And he thought I was about to play with his eyes.
他眼睛闭得紧紧的。
So he closed his eyes tightly.
我第二次叫主开他的眼。
And I said again, Lord, open his eyes.
我第三次叫主开他的眼。
And I said the third time, open his eyes.
真的开他眼了。
And indeed, the Lord opened his inner eyes.
大叫啊。
And he shouted out.
我是个罪人啊。
I am a sinner.
他流泪祷告了。
And then he prayed in tears.
祷告来，我把他拉起来。
And after he finished, I helped him up.
得救了。
I said, "Brother, you are saved."
好不好
？Isn't that wonderful?
你们和我一样，一模一样的。
We're the same.
不是你能救人啊。
Not that you or I can save.
主耶稣能救人啊。
It's the Lord who can save.
福音本是神的大能。
The gospel is the power of God.
大家都去传，好不好
？We need to share and preach this.Great news.
怎么没回应啊？好不好
？There's no response.
啊，好不好？
好。
好的，真的去传啊。
Make sure you do that. Okay, keep your promise.
只要传。
Just share.
就看见果效。
Just preach, you shall see the fruit.
证明罗马一书第一章的话。
In chapter 1 of Romans.
福音本是神的大能。
Gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的。
To save those who believe.
只要我们有空气命
，As long as we have empty jobs，
只要我们有需要
，As long as there's a need，
油就倒不完的
，The oil will not stop flowing，
内住圣灵
，The indwelling Holy Spirit，
供应神儿女的一切需要
，Will provide for the needs of all the children。
有七柄就有油。
Once there's a vessel, there's oil.
直到七柄停了。
Until no more vessel,
油也停了。
That's the time oil stops flowing. 伊丽莎
做了个太好的事了。
And Elijah did something great.
给我们看见。
And we can see that.
我们神儿女家中都有一瓶用不尽的油啊。
That each child of God has this jar at home.
要比油贵重多了。
And it's more precious than anything else.
用不尽油的圣灵啊
！And we have a jar of oil that is the Holy Spirit that doesn't end.
复活基督在我的里面。
Because the risen Christ is in us.
复活基督在我的家中。
It's in my life, in my home.
有什么需要主不能供应的
？And every need He can satisfy.
今天回去我们大家去发现我们的需要，好不好
？So why don't we start looking?
来告诉主。
Find our needs and tell the Lord.
我们和我们同在的。
The one who is with us
要比伊丽莎尊贵多了。
It's much more honorable than Elijah.
主耶稣在我们这里。
The Lord is with us.
奉主名求。
Therefore, we shall ask in the name of the Lord.
我们有永远用不完的油。
We have a jar that does not run dry.
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit stays inside of us.
供应我们一切需要。
He provides for all our needs.
不要到家里非要去发脾气。
And so when you go home, don't throw your temper. When your temper is about to go out, just think about Elisha. That I have Jesus. I will pray instead. How come I cannot overcome my temper? Or I have a bad habit. And then you realize that's your need. Look for the Lord in that need. I have a bad habit here and there. Those will be my needs. And I have the Lord who lives with and the indwelling Holy Spirit. It's the oil that does not run dry. And the church of God has used the oil for 2,000 years. I have done that for over 70 years. Is it running dry? It doesn't dry out. Holy Spirit inside of us. It's that oil that does not run dry. It's there to provide our needs. Let's sing the song one more time.